The following is Commissioner Michael Guerin of District 4 with his 2023 State of the County Address.
Hi, good morning, everyone. My name is Mike Guerin, and I am your new District 4 Carroll County Commissioner. And I'm really excited about the opportunity to serve you. And I, again, want to thank the people at District 4 for their overwhelming support. Mike did a podcast, I guess, with Commissioner Rothstein not long ago. And I was mentioning the podcast because Mike said he didn't know who I was and didn't know anything about me. So I'm going to take a second to say my family moved to Woodbine in 1984. I am a proud graduate of South Carroll High School. I know we have some other Cavaliers here. Yeah, come on. I know. There we go. College, 8 years active duty, grad school, and then like a lot of people, you move back to Carroll County to raise a family. A lot of us did that, and we continue to do that. In the meantime, I was elected to the Republican Central Committee, spent 4 years on the Planning and Zoning Commission, been married for almost 27 years, three kids, and two of them are in the Carroll County public school system. So, thank you. Why do we live here? Why Carroll County? The answer is pretty simple. It is truly a wonderful place to live, raise a family, and have a business. Let us never lose sight of that. 25 years ago, when you tell people you're from Carroll County, they would just go, where? You know, where is that? Now people know where you are, and they want to live here. And why not? We have great schools, safe communities, beautiful rural landscape, farms, farmland, great neighborhoods, agricultural preservation, like Commissioner Vigliotti highlighted, a strong sports tradition, two great colleges, and terrific attractions, like Commissioner Gordon mentioned. But it's not enough to talk about what a great place Carroll is to live. It must be preserved. And I'm not the first person to mention that today, this morning. As commissioners, we can never stop asking ourselves, how can we make Carroll County better? What can we improve upon? And we cannot do it alone. We need to hear from you, and you've heard that as well this morning. We need to hear from you, the citizens of Carroll County, the farmers, the businessmen and women, the moms and dads, grandparents, volunteers, community groups, you, the taxpayers. Let us know what needs to be done and help us achieve those goals. Local government, and we actually heard this yesterday morning when we were speaking with Senator Cardin, local government is truly where the rubber meets the road. Communities all over this great country, as we speak, are waking up to that fact. They are realizing that local elections matter because local government has such a profound and unmatched impact on our daily lives. Local government will always work best when you are a part of it, and I thank you for doing so. I look forward to working with my fellow commissioners and the many dedicated employees of the Carroll County government to serve you. I believe that every, and I do mean every, county dollar needs to be spent wisely, and that we give priority to those projects and initiatives that reach and help the most people and the most lives. What is needed is a comprehensive overview by we, the commissioners, of all projects and funding priorities, and we will start that process in earnest next month when the budget cycle begins. Everything will receive a thorough review, and I'm actually looking forward to it. I say that now, but I may regret my words. Just in closing, the pandemic is over, and it's time to face new challenges. Some of those are daunting, and you've heard that this morning, looming budget constraints, funding critical initiatives such as the transition to a county fire and EMS department, which I will be personally taking role in as the commissioner representative on the Emergency Services Advisory Council, and I'm really looking forward to that. Possible economic recession, that's been mentioned as well. Costs are going up. The cost of personnel are going up. I've learned that the hard way last month. I think we all have. Everything costs more. It costs more to attract people. We've got a drug problem. We've got a fentanyl problem. You've heard me mention it before. It's a scourge. It's killing our young people. We've got to improve the compensation for the people that protect us, the police, fire, EMS. We're going to be working on that as well, because we need to attract the best people and we need to retain the best people. And we already have the best people, so we got to keep them. And we need to make our schools not just better, we need to continue to make them safer as well. So let us begin a new chapter in our county's history, and in doing so, create a vision for where we want to take Carroll County and where we do not. Everyday Americans are demanding leadership, a voice, and sound public policy. Public policy is sort of a term that's been lost in the last few years. Public policy, it's important. We as elected officials need to give it to them. I believe this Board of Commissioners is up to the challenge. We can do it, and it is our sworn duty to deliver. Thank you.